This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
Welcome to the Rocky Mountain Voices and Connect weekly podcast.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Connect Cast. I'm Sydney Tetro with Rocky Mountain Voices, and I'm here with Colin Kelly, executive editor for Connect Magazine. Now, we've had a couple of months off because we had to take a couple month break while I had a baby. But now we're back to our weekly production of basically news that's happening along the Wasatch Front Corridor and in the Rocky Mountain region, which is really exciting because there's a lot of great stuff that happens out here, and we are always happy to make more awareness of what's happening in the state. So I think there's a couple of things, Colin, that we wanted to talk about today. The first one being that over the about a week and a half ago or so, we had the opportunity to bring Guy Kawasaki to the state and speak to about 500 of the business professionals here. And, you know, it was just a great opportunity to bring a very well-known guy, everyone knows Guy, and have him speak really about the art of the start, or as we were talking earlier, what has really become the art of innovation. And I think, as I think you do too, it's highly applicable for the types of businesses that we have here in Utah, which are really those 0 to 20 million, and figuring out how to start that company, focus on the correct variables is a really difficult challenge. And Colin, Connect Magazine was one of the major sponsors of the event, and I know you have some great stories with how we actually got Guy to come here and then some of the highlights from the actual presentation.
Yeah, it was such a great opportunity to have Guy come out and speak. As you know, Guy is a very popular speaker, and he usually charges between $25,000 and $35,000 just to come speak to a group. But luckily, Jeremy Hanks, who's the founder of Doba, was able to get Guy to come out and speak for free. Jeremy was able to get Guy Kawasaki to be on Doba's advisory board. And as part of that, Guy offered to come out and speak to Jeremy's company and his employees sometime. And, you know, Jeremy called me a couple months ago, and he started thinking, you know, I can have Guy come out and speak to my employees and motivate my employees, but I'd really like to see if there's something we could do to help entrepreneurs here in Utah. And so we got together with Utah Technology Council and started looking around for places to hold the venue. And Jeremy just really wanted Guy to be able to come and speak to Utah's entrepreneurs and Utah's would-be entrepreneurs and business students. So we found an auditorium. We decided to charge $10, not to make any money. Actually, all the revenue from that went to charity. But the $10 was just to make sure that the people that were there actually wanted to be there. And they were. We had a standing room only, sold out auditorium with well over 500 people there. Guy gave his Art of Innovation speech designed, which is titled How to Innovate and Change the World. And it was a nice speech. It's a modification of his Art of the Start speech, which you can download over the internet. And it, you know, it's always great to hear Guy speak, no matter what. He gives some great insight and some great tips to people. His particularly his curve jumping section, where he talks about jumping the curves, was very popular. I talked to a lot of people after the event, and there were a number of people that were just in awe over the different mindset, the kind of paradigm shift that your brain can do after you hear a guy the first time. And it really makes you want to go out and start a company right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's perfect. And which is, it is, it's just a perfect conversation. And Guy always brings just such that great energy. We were commenting on that before we started that, you know, there's just like you said, you want to go start another company, but you're always looking for those people who create this motivation and make your mind just start spinning and go, okay, how come I should just jump in and do that and just go for it.
Yeah. I really want to thank Jeremy Hanks for pulling this all together. And you know, it was all his idea and his vision to help share Guy with the rest of Utah instead of keep him to himself.
Yes, I totally agree. And Jeremy, our thanks go out to you for bringing him to the market. And actually, that's what I think is great about this community is we have a lot of people who want to provide valuable education experiences into the state. And it's always great when business leaders bring those in and are willing to open them up for lots of other people to learn from. So in addition to that, I think one of the other big deals that we had go down actually just earlier this week was Wylife got acquired by Logitech.
Yeah, this is a very interesting announcement that just happened yesterday on Thursday. California-based Logitech has agreed to acquire Wylife for about $24 million. And Wildlife was co-founded back in 2002 by Andrew Hartsfield and by Evan Tree. Evan came out of the security industry, and Andrew worked for Omniture and MyComputer.com, which is Omniture's predecessor. I believe he was their CFO. And so it's a great company that offers, remote-based video management, where you can set up a nanny cam and watch it over the internet. You can spy on anyone you want, or just use it to monitor just whatever you want via video over the internet.
I actually think it's a perfect play for Logitech, because one of those challenges as you build actually a physical product is distribution. And then you look at the online world versus, distribution into retail stores. And with the Logitech acquisition, it just really, without them having to raise massive amounts of money to go build out channel, they now just get to seamlessly integrate with the Logitech channels. I think it's actually a perfect fit for what they have, because it's one of those products that it's got, it's really cool and it definitely works, but it's a little techy, and lots of the Logitech products have that kind of aspect to them. So it's this nice fit, because Logitech also has big communities around them that they get to play into. And, it was a great deal. Well, I can't remember the exact total. It was about $25 million. And so, they had a pretty decent valuation. It's a great fit, and, it will keep, and just like I keep talking about in the state, but it keeps bringing those bigger companies and letting them have a satellite office here in the state. So we're getting big name companies, but who are leveraging the powerful workforce and resources of our community, which is a great place for us to be.
Yeah, I think Logitech will really take this and run with it. And Logitech's built up quite an amazing brand. And they've got a lot of street cred. And I think, the products they'll put out based on Wildlife technology will really be instant hits, and so many people aren't really aware of what you can actually do with video monitoring over the internet now, and it's kind of scary actually, but also amazing.
I know, it's true, and actually we even use the Wildlife cameras in my software company as our monitoring system for those reasons. It's simple, they mount, and you can stream that video, and our security guys can watch that from any point if there's ever any concern. So I think it's a great product. And about a year, I think it's been about a year and a half ago, maybe just over a year ago, Walt Mossberg did a fabulous review of the Wildlife product. So they've got a great product. They've had great momentum. And now it's just going to really let them explode because of the capital influx they can take from Logitech. Well, Colin, I think that wraps it up for this week's edition of the Connect Cast. Thank you for joining us.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.